From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the United States Supreme Court invalidated the government's policy of deporting any non-citizen convicted of drunk driving. The court's unanimous decision was a victory for immigrants' rights organizations. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1996, Congress toughened the nation's immigration laws with a statute that requires the deportation of anyone convicted of a violent felony. The government interpreted that provision to mandate the deportation of any non-citizen convicted of any drunk driving offense. Immigrants' rights organizations challenged that interpretation, with a case finally reaching the Supreme Court this year. The case involved a Haitian immigrant named Josue Leocal, who entered the U.S. in 1980, married an American, had four children, and after 20 years in this country, he had no criminal record and was a legal resident alien. But 4 years ago, he was involved in a car accident in which two people were injured. He pled guilty to drunk driving and causing serious bodily injury. He served more than 2 years in prison and, while there, completed a 10-month course of treatment for alcohol abuse. Upon his release, the Bush administration deported Leocal to Haiti, citing the federal law mandating deportation of anyone convicted of a crime of violence. Today, though, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously rejected the government's interpretation of the deportation law. The ruling allows Mr. Leocal and perhaps hundreds or thousands of others like him who've been deported for drunk driving to return to the United States. It also frees from the threat of deportation those legal immigrants convicted of drunk driving who are still here. Lucas Gudentag is director of the ACLU's Immigration Project.
It's very significant, I think, for two reasons. One is it shows how critically important it is that the courts continue to review and have the power to review immigration deportation decisions. And secondly, it shows that the court will require the government to interpret immigration terms with fidelity to congressional intent and will not simply defer to the government's proposed interpretation of provisions where they have the drastic consequences of mandatory deportation.
Today's Supreme Court opinion was written by the ailing Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who in immigration matters is usually quite deferential to the government's position. In this case, however, Rehnquist said, the government had gone too far by converting a crime of negligence into a crime of intentional violence. Rehnquist said that the language of the statute, mandating deportation of anyone convicted of using physical force against the person or property of another, most naturally suggests a higher degree of intent than negligent or accidental conduct. Thus, we would normally say that a person uses physical force against another when pushing him. However, said the Chief Justice, we would not ordinarily say a person uses physical force against another by stumbling and falling into him. Drunk driving is a nationwide problem, the Chief Justice said, but this fact does not warrant our shoehorning it into the law where it does not fit. The Chief Justice, who was currently undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer, was not in the courtroom this morning. He said he's continuing to work on court matters at home. In his absence, Justice John Paul Stevens, the senior justice, delivered the Rehnquist opinion from the bench. A Justice Department spokesman said this afternoon the department would have no comment. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.